In that tradition of The Great Gatsby and Mrs. Dalloway, Samantha Bruce Benjamin delivers insight into 5 minutes in the life of a celebrated Hampton Society hostess, set against the backdrop of the Great Hurricane of 1938. Her new novel is The West Hampton Leisure Hour and Supper Club. The novel is based on historical research about the Hamptons at the peak of its grandeur, the devastation that the 1938 hurricane wrought, and a real supper club called The Leisure Hour and Supper Club. We welcome Samantha Bruce Benjamin to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me. Good morning.
So give us a sense of what brought you down this path to tell this particular story.
Well, actually, the idea behind the story started with a house just around the corner from where I live in West Hampton. It's an exquisite Hampton summer cottage. And in researching its history, I found out that in the 1930s, a lady called Mrs. Edward Lyon used to host a party there every Friday evening called the Leisure Hour and Supper Club. So this started me thinking about writing a novel about a society hostess during this era in the Hamptons when it was at the height of its grandeur in the 1930s. At that point, I couldn't escape the literary shadow of Virginia Woolf's Mrs. Dalloway, which recounts 24 hours in the life of a hostess. But I asked myself how I could evolve that premise to make it challenging to me as a writer and offer a fresh and original approach to the story, which is where the idea of telling the story over the course of 5 minutes in the life of my hostess, Serena Lyons, came into being. It struck me that the defining moments of our lives, the decisions and choices that are made for us and by us that determine the course of our destinies, are maybe years in the making, but they are enacted in less than a minute. So this is where the ultimate premise of the novel of Serena Lyons observing this five-minute ritual at the start of the last party of the season on September 21st, 1938 at the West Hampton Leisure Hour and Supper Club derived, as she also relives the five defining moments of her life and the reader comes to understand how she became the hostess.
And it is set against the backdrop of the Great Hurricane of 1938, which obviously makes that time all the more precious.
Exactly. And the crucial factor that came into play in the story was that in researching the history of the hurricane in the Hamptons, nobody actually saw it coming because the Weather Bureau in Washington, D.C. didn't sound an alarm. So it took everyone by surprise and is still on record as one of the most powerful and devastating hurricanes in the Northeast. So the idea of setting a novel in the 5 minutes leading up to the moment when the great hurricane makes landfall and having these characters and guests attend a party, which they believe will be the last party of the season, but may in fact be the last party of their lives, infused the story with a poignancy and a fatalism that I wanted to mine.
That idea of just trying to figure out the five defining moments of your life is a rather scary prospect, isn't it?
It was very challenging, but when I came up, as each minute of the story is a story unto itself, as we relive Serena's history, not just from her perspective, but from the perspective of the guests who also attend the party, her husband, Captain Lyons, and that of her lost love, who disappeared 30 years earlier, who on this last evening is returning to her. In the third minute, when I originated the story of her husband, Captain Lyons, who was a naval captain, who on setting sail for voyages would interview his sailors and ask them, what have been the five best moments of your life? He would keep the answers in ledgers, and if they were ever lost at sea, he would send them to the bereaved families as an act of commemoration. That was when the prevailing theme of the novel came into play, and I realized that the novel would be about Serena's defining moments, but also the defining moments of the guests who attended this party, to infuse the narrative with attention so that the reader would invest in their hopes and dreams and aspirations over the course of these 5 minutes as they unwittingly move toward impending tragedy.
And what ultimately brings these people together to be at that home at that time?
Well, the last party of the season at the West Hampton Leisure Hour and Supper Club, which is a party hosted at the Lyons fabled estate, La Ducette, has been taking place for 30 years and is how Serena Lyons is perceived as the supreme hostess of the Hamptons during that era. It's essentially the social event of the season, and in the context of the story, which is true to the history of the Hamptons and of that summer, they'd suffered such a desultory summer where all of their fabled social events, like the Southampton Hospital annual benefit and all of their picnic clubs, had been cancelled because of terrible weather. So this last party, the characters are arriving in the hope that it will make up for all of the fun that they've had to forfeit over the summer, and it is the prevailing social event of the season.
What is it about the Hamptons that fascinated you in? I know you did a lot of research about the Hamptons for the book, and I guess I'm curious as to how we think of the place now and as compared to those days in the late 30s where there was such grandeur as well.
Yes, well, I mean, as you say, the Hamptons was at the height of its grandeur in 1930s. With the fabled mansions Onadune and Baybury Land and Black Point. In contrast to today, there was a serenity and grace and benevolence to that era, an egalitarianism wherein the servants were treated with respect, the aristocratic people who lived in the houses considered it a privilege to be there. And they had weathered the storms of the stock market crash and the Great Depression. But another fact of the story that came into play and was very compelling to explore was that the Great Hurricane of 1938 effectively ended that way of life for them. It was a misfortune they couldn't actually overcome, and because the cost of rebuilding the houses was so exorbitant. So that way of life was effectively lost forever with the Great Hurricane of 1938. And that, again, as I said, was very evocative in terms of exploring it in the context of the story, that this was also the last 5 minutes in a dying era. Because although the Hamptons is still a place of illustrious wealth, the formality of the 30s and the society clubs and the way in which the community banded together, I think in many ways has been lost because we see far more excess nowadays.
And with that excess, you lose that intimacy and you also lose the idea of having a leisure hour and supper club.
Exactly, exactly. Everybody seems to be on a stopwatch nowadays where they have to move from party to party, whereas the parties they hosted in those days were select gatherings, but they were also large gatherings, and there was a sense of expectation that the people who lived within that community would attend them, whereas now the invitations are open to all comers. Who can afford to be there?
Right, who can actually afford the price of the ticket. When it comes to the book overall, what do you hope people take from it?
Well, I hope that they will feel that I've captured these 5 minutes in the life and of the lives of a cross-section of the characters during that era and very much feel that they are attending this party with them. The cover's meant to function as an invitation that invites the reader in, and I wanted the reader to feel as much a guest at the party as any of the other characters, and also to sense the poignancy and loss of that dying way of life as they are aware of the hurricane approaching and preparing to make landfall.
Samantha Bruce Benjamin, thank you so much for spending time with us. Best of luck with the book.
Thank you so much for having me.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the title of the book is The West Hampton Leisure Hour and Supper Club by Samantha Bruce Benjamin. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.